The 7.3 magnitude earthquake hit the Iraq-Iran border on Sunday, killing hundreds and leaving thousands misplaced. Officials say the tremors were felt right across the region, but the western Iran province of Kermanshah has reportedly been the worst affected. This survivor, Amina Mohammed, says she is lucky to still be alive.
When the earthquake hit, I was lying in my bed as I wasn't feeling well. My sons were watching TV in the next room. He started shouting, "Mum, wake up, there's an earthquake." We all ran to the corridor and we could see the house collapsing behind us and hear the voice of things falling. I think it was only God that saved us. I screamed to God and it must have been him to stop the stairs from entirely collapsing on us.
Electricity and water is still cut off in several cities, with fears of aftershocks sending thousands of people from the two countries out onto the streets and parks, despite the cold conditions. Australian Red Cross disaster response manager Nova Wilkes has told SBS the situation is dire.
Red Crescent staff and volunteers have been providing emergency shelter to thousands of people who have been left homeless by the earthquake. And tens of thousands of homes have been damaged. Blocked roads are also making it difficult to get aid to those who need it. And so the situation is really quite catastrophic.
Iranian authorities say they have now stopped their search operations amid reports of landslides hindering efforts. But there is still a high demand for blood donations, with officials from the Tehran Blood Transfusion Center making a plea on state television.
We would like to call on our dear kind people, those with negative blood types and specially O negative, to visit us to donate blood for those affected by the earthquake.
Ms. Wilkes says the Red Cross is looking towards long-term aid relief.
We'll be looking at whether people are still able to access safe water and sanitation services. But really, the assessments will be continuing to determine what people are needing the most of. There will be, you know, given the extent and severity of this earthquake, first aid is a key focus at this point at the moment. But really, longer term, it's looking at the transition to recovery.
Iran lies on major fault lines and is prone to frequent tremors. The last time an earthquake this strong rocked the country was on Boxing Day 2003. That magnitude 6.6 quake devastated the historic city of Bam, 1,000 kilometres southeast of Tehran, killing around 30,000 people.